Well, how do you do? Well, you just could tell today. Was today a hard Monday for you too? It's 7 p.m. almost, 6:58, 6:52, 6:52 p.m. I'll learn to read at some point. How's it going, everybody? It's the 18th of December. It's a Ken Braverman podcast. I don't know. I can feel this week coming. This is gonna be a big week. All right. So, we're tasked with a really tough question that I don't think we've ever had to face before, certainly not in my generation, and I don't even think Watergate was like this. So we have a question to ask ourselves. If our president does not allow an investigation into how Vladimir Putin and Russian money is infiltrating our government at the highest levels, including the executive branch. If the executive branch is going to lash it and fight, the executive branch is admitting guilt at that point, in my mind, and I think in everyone's mind, because when you owe $1 billion to Putin through Deutsche Bank and then some, like, eventually that comes out. And so it's tough for us to believe because, president treason is the biggest liar in the history of liars, and he sells it hard. He is he's a big orange bullshit right in your face all the time. And he does it with he's a great actor, let's put it that way. And a bad, not a bad, a bad fact liar, but a solid delivery liar. So he's gonna do this until the end of time. I mean, he never gives up his act. He's like the Borat of politicians now, essentially. He will never break character. He is what he is. And if he's really gonna do this, now here's why he's being urged to do this. Not only is he, Not only is he liable for a lot and really, kind of has to go to prison here, right? Isn't that what has to happen? Like, if you think about it, poor Jeanine Pirro on Fox is yelling to put the FBI in handcuffs. Like, there's no way that all of America sides with this. I mean, it's really us versus Putin. It's Trump's just an intermediary. That's what's even more demoralizing, because what hurts Trump so much in his own mind is how people view him and how strong he appears and all about image. And when it gets exposed that not only is he, committing treason by like not implementing Russia sanctions that he signed, that Congress passed, like not only is he committing treason for stuff like that, as well as God knows what else. I mean, wait, just wait, right? Even if he fires Mueller, which he's, God, they're getting us ready for that. What if he doesn't fire Mueller? What if he doesn't? What if he allows Mueller to, I don't know, what do? Are we allowed to indict a president? The answer is, why shouldn't we be? Seems like the law is greater than one man, especially one man that didn't get the majority of votes, that won under mysterious circumstances via Facebook viruses. I mean, like, if there was ever going to be a case where you're like, how did people not know? How did people not, unite behind the FBI, really? I mean, of course, 35,000 plus employees, really? People that are giving to both parties? Like, treason's treason, okay? It doesn't matter if it was a Democrat, if it was Hillary doing this, if Hillary owed $1 billion to Putin and she was in office and she was trying to release the Magnitsky Act sanctions. Listen, the Magnitsky Act is awesome. The Magnitsky Act is it is like a public shaming of human rights violators that kill people. That kill people for trying to enforce the law. Do we want to be a nation of laws or do we want to be a nation of treason? It's so simple. It's a no-brainer. So when you hear a drumbeat in the other direction for fire the law, Fire the law. Fire the law. Come on, we gotta fire the law. Yeah, it's a great song and it's a retarded idea. It's a retarded idea. And anybody pushing that is doing it for one of two reasons, as I can see. One or three reasons, maybe. First reason is they're culpable and they're liable. They know something and they could be indicted themselves. And there's going to be a lot of people with that, with this money laundering stuff. Because if you're knowingly doing business with people who are sanctioned, and you know, like what Trump's doing is Trump's, you know, President Treason's taken all this money into the real estate and inflated values from sketchy sources in order to help wash money internationally. It's so bad what's going on. I mean, it's treason and it's financial laundering to the, it's mafioso style stuff is what's going on. And so, of course, the law needs to triumph over this. And I don't think that anyone who knows and sees the facts now is like, you know, that's why his approval numbers are diving, because you can't even escape it, because any counter argument is a lunatic argument. Like, why would you not get a treasonous president out of office? Of course you would. And, you know, it's tough because we give so many powers to our president, and it's sad that, sad, boy, Trump really owned the word sad. I'll give him credit for that. It's disheartening that we gave so much power to the president that a corrupt president really can try to destroy and turn this country into a dictatorship. We thought we had separation of powers, but the executive branch is branching into Congress by strong-arming them, and they also got, like, I think they're getting Russian funding on the Republican side for sure, dark super PAC money for sure, funding Russian stuff, because the people that are out there and saying fire Mueller, fire the FBI, you got Trey Gowdy, whatever, Johnson, I listen to them, and they're attacking really hard and saying the whole thing's a wigwash. If you're saying the whole FBI is wigwash, is what you're saying the former director of the FBI, who we all respect, who's been around a whole lot longer than Don Treason, that we all respect, is seeing a global money laundering conspiracy infecting our executive branch, and is wondering what the hell to do about it, because the active cancer is still there trying to destroy the country and essentially the world, because he's trying to destroy America's standing in the world and all that we do. It is an attack on everything we are as Americans that care about liberty and care about what it means to be free and just. And we should all be offended by the trash that is in the White House right now. And I, you know, I see people like Schaub or the former ethics officer sending out tweets like, we should be ready to take to the streets if he fires Mueller. And I understand where that's coming from, because it means that we cannot accept an attack on America from the executive branch right now. We can't do that. So what do we do as rational people? So I was thinking, I wanted this pod to be like, what do we do? So what if he do? What do we? I went over I started to go down the path of what do we do if he doesn't fire Mueller, but that ends up being everybody getting indicted and putting in prison and going quietly. And for some reason, I just don't see that as his way. So he's going to do what he can. Now, what's he going to fire? How's he going to do it? He's not going to be tactful about it because he's crazy. So he's just going to start firing away at people. And it begs a question of, at what point does his cabinet act on the 25th Amendment, being like, this dude's not stable? Or getting Congress to impeach, my God. Yeah, you got to get people like Gowdy and Johnson, those people, to realize that they're really threatening America. And why are they threatening America? Why are they on that side? Like, why would anyone be on that side? Unless you're being paid by Putin. That was another one of those reasons that people would say that. Unless you're being paid by Putin, or you're just a mindless drone who just has a job and doesn't know what you're doing. Just speaks what's on paper, doesn't even think. I can't think of any other reason. Or you're Russian, right? Or you're Putin. Not even Russian. From what I've heard from Kasparov on the Preet Bharara podcast, living in Russia sucks, and it is oligarchs like violating human rights and, you know, living in this man-eat-man world in a way, and moving their money out west because they don't trust it in their own banks because they don't trust their own stability. And one day Putin feels like one day maybe he will have to just run, you know? Because I think that when you're a dictator and you're really pulling one over on everybody, and you kill your adversaries, you kill your political opponents, eventually you can't keep that up, or you slip, because if it's all on you, it's all on you. And it's got to be, man, that's got to be an anxious way to live. but yeah, so you're always in fear of just going down. And it's got to be in the back of your mind all the time, right? So, gosh, heavy shit. What do we do? What do we do if he starts firing away at people? Ay, ay, ay. I think that, is there a way that we can all recognize that someone's not fit to be president? And non-violently, but just cohesively as a unit of a country, come together and say, okay, we tried the guy who ran The Apprentice for a year. We knew it was a ridiculous idea. We shouldn't have done that. We just can't have this anymore. And there's like a forced public resignation, like a public censure of him, essentially, where we're like, he doesn't speak for us. We tell all other world leaders, we tell heads of other agencies, just whatever he tweets, it's his phone. Let him be. Let him pretend to be president. Let's create a Truman Show for him. Can we do that? That's what we do. Okay, here's what we do. For example, if the liberals were evil, all right, and the liberals were the one who were taking away the net neutrality and stuff like that and trying to control the internet. Let's say that the liberals were the one doing that, even though it looks like it's the other side. Now, okay, what we would do if we wanted to make him live in his own Truman Show is we would hijack the Fox News television feed that goes into the White House. We would prosthetically dress up people to look exactly like Gene Pirro and Sean Fardity and whatever those other losers are. I think Bill O'Reilly got caught for, you know, grabbing somebody's tits, and he's gone. So I don't even know who we got to impersonate anymore. I like Shep. Let's leave Shep. Shep can be the real one. Shep can be in on it. Okay? That'd be so sweet. And we'll just do a fake Fox News feed and fake news, and we're like, everybody loves the president today, and we just he lives in his own little world. We're like, the president banned everyone whose skin was darker than chocolate red. And he's just like, ha-ha, his approval rating is up to 116%. And he just laughs, and he wolfs down a Big Mac. Right? That's a perfect world for everybody else. He just lives in his own reality, thinks he's the president. We fly him around. We let him golf in different places. Just whatever. Can we do that? Can we all agree to that? It'd be so funny. And then it would be harmless. But I don't know if that's possible, but that's the best thing I could come up with. Because he's gonna fight hard. And there's a lot of peripheral people around him that are being exposed by all this as well. And it's really gonna get messy. And I hope we can find humor in this when it's over. But we've got to get to that point where there's a movie, you know, a few years from now, Robert Mueller is played by George Clooney, and it's awesome. But in order to get there, it's going to be something. So what do we do? At some level, psychologically, I think that I already have pushed off everything he says as, it's, you cannot believe anything. I mean, you contain him like a rabid dog, essentially. Like, you hope he's in a cage, and you just stay away from him. And you wonder, you know, when it's safe to euthanize at some point, right? But I mean, that's what you do with a dog, not the president. I think that I don't know.